Moving to a new place can be hard. You don't know your way around town, maybe you're far away from friends and family. Charles Robert McIvey recently moved to the Madison area and submitted a question through WPR's Why Sconson project. Charles asked, how does one become a local? What do people need to know to acclimate? Those are questions our next guest has spent a lot of time thinking about. She's got some strategies for putting down roots and loving where you live, wherever that is. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. How long does it take you to feel comfortable after moving to a new place? What things help you feel more at home? Do you feel like you have a sense of community where you live, no matter how long you've lived there? Have you moved a lot? Is it tough to get rooted in a new place? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Melody Warnick is author of the book, This is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are. She's also the author of the forthcoming book, If You Could Live Anywhere, The Surprising Importance of Place in a Work From Anywhere World. Melody, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, you write in your book that you've had a lot of experience moving from place to place in your adult life. What is it that finally hit you that, hey, in this place I am right now, I'm going to make an effort to become a local and put down some roots?
So my family had just moved from Austin, Texas, to a small college town in Southwest Virginia. My husband had gotten a new job at the university, and my kids were starting fifth grade and kindergarten, and I absolutely hated it there, did not feel at home, but recognized that we were probably going to be here for the long haul. My pattern before that was just to keep moving, you know, keep looking for the next best place. And finally, in this little town of Blacksburg, Virginia, I thought, I need to learn how to feel at home here right now. I can't just wait until we move again. And so that started me on this journey of trying to figure out what it takes for people to feel at home in a new community or an old one, and what kinds of actions we can take to facilitate that process for ourselves quickly.
And this is a big mindset change for you and people who you write about who are more movers as opposed to stayers. The idea that happiness is the next move away. Happiness is the next place I go versus happiness is here if I work to find it. How hard was it to make that mental change?
I think that's something that a lot of us love to think that, you know, I have problems here in this current place. I don't always like my neighbors or my job is tough. But if I move to that new place, I get that clean slate and everything is going to be better. I think of that as the geographic cure, this idea that we're just going to find a new city and all our problems are magically going to be solved and we're going to be the best version of ourselves. So it definitely was a shift to start thinking of, instead of waiting for my place to fix me, thinking of how can I be happy here, no matter what's going on in my life. And that's kind of what I really discovered about this concept of place attachment. Place attachment is this idea that we can feel an emotional connection, sort of a relationship with the place where we live. And like any kind of relationship, it takes a while to develop and it takes some work. But once we put down those roots and we establish that connection, it can be really meaningful and really beneficial in our lives.
Here we have this Why Sconson question from our listener, Charles, new to, in this case, Madison, Wisconsin. What is the first step you recommend for someone like Charles to start to get to know a new place?
So I think Charles found the first step on his own, and that's actually realizing that he might have to do something to become a local. I love the question, how does one become a local? Because I think a lot of times we move and we just think that this is going to happen automatically for us. And Charles at least knows that he might have to do some work here, which I think is great. But I would break it down into a three-pronged approach of people, places, and participation, you know, building connections and relationships with other people, finding places that make you happy, and then last, starting to participate, starting to feel a sense of ownership over your place. So for Charles, I would say the number one thing that's going to make him feel more comfortable quicker is to start building human connections with the people around him. When you're moving to a new town, it can be really lonely, and that can be really overwhelming. You miss the place that you moved from. So the faster Charles or anyone else who's new in a town can sort of find their people, find their community, the better off you are. And that can happen in a lot of ways. It could be, you know, joining a rec league soccer team or finding a church you want to go to or, you know, volunteering, finding some place where people who have your same interests are congregating. I like to think that a really easy way to start this is to get to know your neighbors. Tomorrow, September 28th, actually happens to be National Good Neighbor Day. It's a great chance and a good excuse to just go say hello to your neighbors, take them, you know, some muffins or something, but establish some connections with the people who live around you. It makes you feel more connected fast.
Talking to Melody Warnick, author of the book, This Is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are, and the forthcoming, If You Could Live Anywhere. She's helping answer a question about how to feel like a local, how to become a local after moving to a new community. You can share your answers to that question at 800-642-1234. How did you settle into a new place after moving? Or do you feel like you haven't become a local? You haven't found those connections yet. Do you need some encouragement? Or if you stay in one place, if you've lived in a place for a long time, how do you help welcome that new person? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Melody, let's stick with those neighbors now. Now, you mentioned finding common interests, like at that church or the soccer league or whatever. Well, the neighbor is luck of the draw. How did you, in your move, build connections with your neighbors who you may or may not have had anything in common with?
So I didn't have anything in common with my neighbors. I write in the book about having a neighbor across the street that had these long dreadlocks and these ear gauges, and I'm, you know, classic middle-aged mom, and I just thought, oh gosh, like, you know, what are we going to talk about? But I celebrated National Good Neighbor Day. I made some banana muffins, and I took them over, and that was what I did. I took banana muffins around to the neighbors that I could see from my house, and the reaction was amazing, and I guess testifies to how seldom this happens. But this neighbor across the street with the dreadlocks was so bowled over to to, you know, get these banana muffins, to have a neighbor approach him and say hi, that he started chatting. He had lived there far longer than we had. He knew the whole history of, you know, everyone who had lived in our house. And even though we didn't become BFFs after that, it became this sort of sweet relationship of, hey, we know each other, and, you know, we have each other's backs. We did that for our next door neighbors. And there was a day when I was in an appointment that ran long and needed someone to help pick up one of my daughters, and neighbors were pinch hitting for me. So, you know, your neighbors might not become the people you hang out with all the time, but there are studies that show the more we know and trust our neighbors, not only the healthier we are, it has benefits for our health, makes us less likely to have a heart attack or stroke, but it also makes us feel that sense of happiness and, you know, feeling rooted in the place we are. So it's worth the effort, even if you say, I will never be friends with this person. It's worth it just to, you know, make that effort to say hello.
We're talking to Melody Warnick, author of the book, This Is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are. She's with us today to help answer a question we got from WPR's Why Wisconsin Project about how to get to know a new place after you move. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you, how did you make friends in a new city, a new town? Is it a struggle to put yourself out there at first? Do you wish there was a stronger sense of community where you live right now? Do you like going for walks where you live? Does that help you feel more connected? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about getting comfortable, getting connected in a new place after a move, and learning how to love the place you live. Melody Warnick stays with us, author of the book, This Is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are. This is a response to a Why Scottson question, looking to help somebody feel settled in a new community. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions, maybe your experiences with getting used to a new place, finding a sense of community and connection where you live. What do you love about the place you live? Do you feel like a local, even if you're new there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Nancy on Facebook. Nancy writes, I realized I was truly a local when I started referring to places that don't exist anymore. It's by the old Kmart, across the street from the old Westwood School, and so on. I have that with restaurants that aren't there anymore, Melody. But that's, you know, that's something that takes time to get to. Can we jumpstart the process and shorten the time from moving to becoming that local?
Yeah, I love that comment because I've heard that that is exactly how you know you're a local in New York City, is you can name the last three stores that were in that location. I think, yes, we can shorten the time. So studies show that the average amount of time it takes to become really place attached and to put down those roots is about 3 years. And if you're new in a place and feeling kind of lonely and overwhelmed, 3 years feels like a really long time. So I think you can take action to follow steps that will make you feel more rooted faster. And that was my approach in Blacksburg, Virginia, when I realized I just don't really like it here. I just don't feel at home. I looked at what research said about what makes people feel more attached to their places, and I started doing that in my life. I called them Love Where You Live experiments, and these were just kind of micro action steps that I or anyone could take to sort of strengthen that bond with your place. So some of the things I did were I started trying to become a local at a local restaurant. I shopped more often at independently owned stores. I walked more. I hiked in my area. I volunteered at the local nonprofit movie theater. And all of these things kind of slowly over time had the effect of helping me feel more at home. So there is a time component here. It does sometimes just take a few months or even a few years to really feel like you belong in a place. But I think we can speed it up for ourselves if we're intentional about building place attachment in a new home.
I want to key in on one of those that you just mentioned that I really love, walking in a community. And when I'm traveling, one of my favorite things about a new city is just going for big walks. What is it about walking in particular, as opposed to, say, driving around your community, that gets us more connected?
So studies show that when we drive everywhere, we have windscreen perspective, where all we see is kind of the buildings going by at 40 miles an hour. But when you walk, it's at a human pace that allows you to really observe your surroundings. And when you observe them, you start to feel a sense of ownership. This is one of the first things I did in Blacksburg when I moved here. And so it not only helped me just logistically learn my way around my neighborhood, but I started to see people. Things became familiar. I learned the names of some of the dogs in the neighborhood. And so it's just a way to kind of shrink your place to feel a sense of ownership over it.
And you went further. You did some guerrilla marketing to try to encourage other people to walk and participated in this national project to put up fun signage. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there is a man named Matt Tomasulo in Raleigh, North Carolina, who realized that walking was one of the great ways that people could connect with their place. But in Raleigh, as in a lot of cities, just no one was doing it. Everyone would hop in their car for every journey. And so he made these signs, and he kind of just put them up, no permission, went out at night like a ninja and put these on lampposts, just saying things like, it's a 15-minute walk to the grocery store, it's a 10-minute walk to the park. And he called it Walk Your Place, and he made a way for anyone to make those kinds of signs for their town. And so I did that in Blacksburg, which is another part of what I think helps us feel connected with our place, not just walking, but making things happen in our town, creating something new. Sometimes we call this placemaking, just little actions we can take that make our place better. And so I put up these signs, and they stayed up for about 6 months. I got some comments about them, you know, signs pointing out a local nature center, or it's an 8-minute walk to a historic cemetery. And it was just kind of a way to encourage other people to do some of these Love Where You Live experiments for themselves. I think there's lots of easy ways like that we can have an impact on our environment and on the people around us that don't take a lot of time and effort, but really bear fruit in terms of our sense of place attachment.
Talking to Melody Warnick, author of the book, This Is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are, getting strategies and tactics to help us feel like we're part of our community, whether we just moved there or if we've lived there a long time. Still time for your experiences at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Melody, I want to flip things around. Were there things that you got from locals in your community that, you know, the long timers maybe, or the people who already lived there that helped you or hindered you from feeling more connected?
Well, when I first moved here, I think the locals were one of the things that made it harder to feel at home. I remember going to the hardware store and feeling like I needed subtitles because the Southern accents were so thick. But one of the things I learned is that people who have lived in a community for a long time are the experts on the community, and they know better than anyone what there is to love about this place. So I learned this tip from someone else who was also new to Blacksburg, but I think it's a great idea for anyone. They would go to restaurants or the farmers market, and they would strike up conversations and ask people, what do you love about it here? And they made a town bucket list of things that they wanted to try that could be anything from, you know, the local duck pond on the university campus to a restaurant that's out of the way that maybe you weren't aware even existed. I think that is such a good suggestion for anyone who's new to a community and trying to feel at home there. Assume that the locals are the experts. They know all the cool stuff that you don't know, and talk to them and, you know, make a bucket list for yourself. What are the things that people come here to your town to do when they go on vacation? So I've been to Madison exactly once, but I have really fond memories of visiting the zoo and the lake and the farmers market and the botanical garden. So I think, you know, going back to Charles' question, mm-hmm. How do I become a local here? Start with those biggies for sure. But once you've crossed those off your list, start asking people, what are the things that people who live in Madison or any town that you live in, what do people love to do here? And then start doing them. I live in a college town. I regret to say, not a huge football fan, but I realize that football is big in my community, and that if I really wanted to become a local here, I was going to have to embrace it. And so it's my theory of do what your town is good at. Your town may not be good at the things you wish it was good at, but it is good at something. So figure out what that is and do it. And for me in Blacksburg, it was going to some Virginia Tech Hokie football games and embracing that experience. And doing stuff like that really helped me feel like I was part of things here.
Time for one quick call. Jonathan is with us in Madison. Jonathan, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about?
My wife and I just moved to Madison from Colorado. Before you ask why, it's for school. we've gotten that question from about 20 people as to why we moved from Colorado to Wisconsin, and it's school. But the first thing we did when we got here was find a dog park. You know, Madison has like 20, but we found the closest one to us, and we go like 3 or 4 times a week because we have a dog, and it's a great way to get outside. But then, you know, it's easy to be friendly at a dog park and get to know people. And when you're there that many times a week, you remember faces and then you talk a lot. And we found, you know, three other dog parks that other people like to go to because they're specifically cool. There's one that just opened that's a beer garden and a dog park. And it's like, oh, that's a fantastic place to go hang out.
Jonathan, thanks so much for that call. And we'll give you the last word with some advice to Charles there. And Melody, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. It was great fun.
That was Melody Warnick. She's the author of the book, This Is Where You Belong, Finding Home Wherever You Are. She was with us today to answer a question we got from a WPR listener named Charles on our Why Sconcin project about how to get used to and become a local in a new place. You can submit your question for Why Sconcin, and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/WhySconcin. That's WHY Sconcin. And hope to hear from you there, and maybe we'll tackle your question.